Chapter 10. Bill Tillman, a Danged Good Lawman. In the old days, there used to be a common expression given a boy who showed no respect for authority for the law. He was said to be born to be hung. I guess that description pretty well fit Bill Tillman during his youth. Tillman was born in 1854 at Fort Dodge, Iowa, but he grew up near Atchison, Kansas. In 1870, he traveled with a Colonel Frank Meyer and a party of buffalo hunters into the Oklahoma Territory. During the next 5 years, the great slaughter of buffalo was at its peak, and Tillman soon distinguished himself as one of the best in that grisly trade. Tillman fit right in with buffalo hunters, commonly accepted to be the raunchiest, filthiest, and most lice-ridden bunch that ever scratched and cussed over a prairie campfire. Bill was tall and powerful, and he had a keen eye. It is an accepted fact that in 1873, Tillman set the record by killing nearly 4,000 buffalo, a feat that even Buffalo Bill himself could not equal. It was a sad and dirty business, but hides brought between $2 and $3 each, and a good buffalo hunter or skinner could earn several hundred dollars a month, a fortune in those days. For that reason, it's small wonder that the millions of buffalo were annihilated in just a few short years. During his time as a buffalo hunter, Tillman was almost killed by a renegade band of Cheyenne, led by a war chief named Red Feather. The young buffalo hunter was alone in camp when Red Feather and several of his warriors attacked. Though the details of the fight are debatable, when the shooting and the cutting was done, young Bill was the only one standing.